Hi, it's Patrick here with more from China. And in yesterday's pod, Ruth Morris reported on the big push from Beijing to get all Chinese citizens to speak Mandarin. Now, the shift toward Mandarin has been happening not just because the government wants it to, but also because of migration and mobility and better transportation links. They're all making China a smaller, more integrated place. Funny to think of China as small in any sense, but it does mean that Mandarin is ever more the language that you need to have to get by. All that said, the job is very much only half done. There are still, according to official estimates, more than 400 million Chinese who don't speak Mandarin. Now, you may think of those 400 million as made up of the ethnic minorities and people who live in really, really remote parts of China. But that is actually not the whole story. Here again is Ruth Morris.
Listen to this. It's a speech by Mao Zedong. Mao did not speak clear Mandarin. The founding father of the People's Republic of China spoke with such a pronounced regional accent that many Chinese had a hard time understanding him. To this day, hundreds of millions of Chinese speak dialects, some call them separate languages, that are so far apart they're mutually unintelligible.
Just like eating the dinner. In Mandarin, we call it 吃饭, but in Chongming language, we call it 吃饭.
This is Gu Hengyu, a student who took me to his native Chongming Island. It's just 45 minutes drive from the center of shiny, bustling Shanghai. But linguistically, it's a much longer trip. Gu's grandmother, Wang Yufeng, chops down sugarcane for us to chew on. She's a farmer, and her life has been hard. Corn cobs fuel her stove, and hand-picked cotton fills her comforter. In winter, she heats her home with the energy from a car battery. As her husband pops beans out of dried husks, Wang tells us she doesn't speak Mandarin, and she doesn't need to. With her grandson translating, Wang tells me all her neighbors speak the Chongming dialect. The bus driver speaks it, and everyone at the market speaks it too. But Gu, the grandson, is less matter of fact. He's worried his native dialect might fade.
I'm proud of Chongming because I think it's a beautiful town, and the people in Chongming are friendly. If I speak Chongming native language, and you could figure that I am Chongmingese.
I think some dialects, especially the small dialects, could be disappeared in the near future.
You Rijie is a linguist at Fudan University. It's a testament to today's mobility and migration in China that his family speaks four dialects, yet his son and his parents don't have a single dialect in common. They can't communicate, and that's not uncommon here.
My parents cannot speak Mandarin. They just speak the Wenzhou dialect.
Yo says for all intents and purposes, China's 10 or so dialect groups should be treated as completely separate languages. Think of the difference between Italian and Spanish. Here's Professor Yo telling me in Mandarin that when he was 18, he went to university in Hangzhou. Then he says exactly the same thing in Hangzhou dialect. In Mandarin,
我在16岁的时候到杭州上大学.
In the Hangzhou dialect,
16岁时光到杭州读大学了.
Many Chinese minorities have their own languages, like Uyghur, Mongolian, and Tibetan. Professor Yeo says Mandarin has also lagged in rural areas because of poor schooling. If you want to buy a necklace in Xinjiang or a cell phone in parts of southern China, you might get further in English than in Mandarin. On Chongming Island, I asked Gu's grandmother if she's ever considered learning Mandarin.
She
said that it's hard for older people like her to study Mandarin, and it's useless for them, but it's useful for the young people like me.
At 68, Gu's grandmother says she's confident the Chongming dialect will outlast her. But if her dialect is lost and she's still alive, at that time, she says, she will leave the world.
She will leave the world. She will die at that time.
For the world, I'm Ruth Morris, Chongming Island, China.
And Ruth took some pictures of Gu Hengyu and his grandmother. That's at pri.org/language. Another minority language from China tomorrow. This is a special one. Once the official language of the Chinese Imperial Court, it's now virtually extinct. That is Manchu. That'll be in a new pod tomorrow. If you want to get in touch with me, you can message me on Facebook. There's a World in Words page. Or tweet me. My handle is Patrick Cox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. The world is turning. I gotta go.